And it feels like Groundhog Day again, Coach. Last year, similar situation. You're right there in the game going in the fourth quarter, and they make the big run, and they did it again this year.
You know, we played a great three quarters, and then we just, you know, they made a couple big threes back to back without any defense on them. And we just kind of let our head down and then started committing turnovers. You know, we just didn't finish out the game tonight.
And it's kind of a slow start for a second straight game. You must have said something in that timeout because you had a different team out there when you were down 16-5.
You know, we just had to start attacking. You know, we couldn't let them do what they were doing. We weren't playing real great defense. And we weren't attacking the basket. And finally, we got a couple shots to fall, and then we just kept gaining more confidence as the game started going. And, you know, that's what we just got to do from the beginning. We have to have confidence from the start.
It looked like Cimarron's goal tonight was maybe to push Brooke a little bit off the block, and they did. She only had 4 points. But I think you have to be proud about how your guards stepped up. Erica and Amber really stepping up and kind of taking over. They had 28 of your 40 points tonight.
You know, we had to attack. You know, they have some big girls on the inside, and we had to get our guards going and get going. And they did a great job driving to the basket and finishing, shooting some free throws and knocked down some threes. So, you know, the guard play was really good tonight.
I know it had to be pretty tough for you guys. First three quarters, you did a lot of good things there. And really in the second and third quarters especially, kind of attacking, making Cimarron get out of position there and do some things uncomfortable. And you're getting the foul line, and you guys were unable to in the fourth quarter. Cimarron forced a bunch of turnovers. Do you feel like maybe that run that they had just kind of the walls just kind of caved in on your team a little bit?
You know, when they made those back-to-back threes, our heads just dropped, and we just never came, you know, came out of it. We were getting pushed on the inside. We just weren't rebounding strong. We just couldn't get things back to rolling. But we just can't have those 2 minutes. And most importantly, you know, we got to take care of the ball. We got to know they have long arms, and we got to get the ball around them.
Well, it's definitely a lot to learn from tonight here. And you get the return game. The game in Scott Center in January, that counts toward the league standings only. So
I know.
So that, there you go. But Friday night doesn't get any easier as well, as you get Colby into town for one final game before Christmas.
You know, we're going to be ready. I told the girls, you know, we got a lot to learn from this game. We got to play for 32 minutes. We got to be strong with the ball and without the ball and dominate. And I said, we got to be ready. We got 2 days of practice, and we got to be ready for Colby on Friday. We want to come out and we want to get a win there and be strong and take care of business.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you a couple more times here this week.
Thanks, Adam.